setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you from Nashville, the Music City, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about your purpose. We're not a political talk show, we're a purposeful talk show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. You can email the show, ask@kencoleman.com, and you can join us on social media at Ken Coleman on Instagram, Twitter, and search Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. Let's go to Andy, who's on the line in Johnson City, Tennessee. Andy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How can I help?
Okay. I've got a bit of a dilemma, and I'm trying to sort through it, and I'm getting some great advice, but it's from opposite ends of the spectrum. So I've got four franchise restaurants and had them for 15 years. Had plenty of, I mean, we're having a lot of success on the bottom line, and then relationally, spiritually, everything that I'm doing with my employees, we've enjoyed that. On our corporate side, I'm seeing where a lot of our values are not matching up, which that's I know that's nothing unheard of, but it's got to a point where I'm seeing drug usage from the top, abuse, just some things that are really disturbing our values. There's big disconnect in our values. And so we build relationships with the corporate staff underneath the CFO and CEO, which is the husband and wife team. And so we just get these stories over and over. So I've dealt directly with our CEO, and we had some wins several years ago as we walked through some leadership material together, but that was just kind of a foreign concept to him. And so I just saw a win for about a year and then digressed, and I'm just hearing some horrible statements that are being made to his staff. So they come for about a year, revolving door, they head out, and we just see a whole new set of basically college grads that come in. And so I'm trying. I'm at that point now where it was great. There's no accountability. Not much at all in our system. So I've enjoyed the freedom there. But now at 45, I've kind of built my thing up and enjoyed the process. But now I'm really just thinking, I don't know if I can stomach this mismatch of values that I'm dealing with is progressively. It's getting worse.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Well, two things. Number one, really try to keep that phone near your mouth. You're kind of coming in and out with your muffledness. And then tell me exactly what your big question is for me.
Yeah. My question, and it's the questions that I've been asking my friends and mentors, is am I thinking rightly by thinking it may be time to part ways? Am I enabling a corporate staff to keep doing what they're doing?
No. No, you're not. You are not.
Okay.
You're not. First of all, you're not thinking wrong. So it's no to the two-part question. No, because your values and your ethical system, it's bothering you. This bad behavior is bothering you. That's not abnormal, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, the second thing is, you are not enabling it. You are a franchisee, period. So if you cash out today and move on, it's not going to change.
Right.
You objecting to this is probably not going to make a change.
Right.
So I think you have to wrestle with, are you endorsing their behavior by being a successful franchisee? I don't think you're endorsing it. You change their behavior as a franchisee? No, you can't. So I don't think there's a big conundrum here for you. It's just a function of if you want to move on, how would you move on? And let's make sure you move on the right way, because I don't know if you can cash out. I don't know how that works. I guess you would have to sell your franchises to somebody else, and at which point you would make a nice chunk of change, I'm guessing. Is that right or wrong?
That's correct.
Well, have you run the numbers on what would happen if you did cash out and get out?
Not thoroughly. They're very attractive stores. So I just want to know what to go to. I mean, so that's my next question, but that's for another day.
But what do you love most about? I can sum it up because I think I know what it is. What do you love most about leading these four franchises?
Yeah, well, developing the leaders is by far my favorite part of what I get to do, and I'm not a big numbers guy, but I see it.
Yeah,
it's been a byproduct of just investing in my people.
That's it. So right there, pause. Whatever your next role is, I don't think it matters what kind of restaurant it is, what kind of business it is. It's just you growing a business, whether you go work for somebody else for a season or you start something new or you take over something for yourself and you're just leading people. That's what you love. You're a leader. You're a lead dog. And I don't even think it matters. I don't think you even care about what you're serving to your customers. I think you care that your customers are happy and that you are developing people that work for you. I think that's what you care about. Am I right?
That's right. So
I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but I am trying to free your mind. So whatever the next step is, you better be doing something similar to what you're doing now. And I don't mean the industry. I don't mean the product. But I mean, it's that kind of a situation, and I would run the numbers if I were you. You haven't done that yet. I think it'll give you more clarity. You know, whatever way you need to do that, whoever can help you run those numbers and say, okay, here's what I think the market, do a modest projection on what you could make if you cashed out. What kind of freedom does that give you? Does that give you time to kind of rest a bit and kind of go, okay, what do I want to jump back into? Or this is the plan that I would go with personally. I don't think that you are in any way abetting bad behavior. So I think if I were you, I would separate my emotions of being disappointed with how the leadership is and all the junk that you don't like.
Right.
I would separate from that and say, I'm my own island out here and I'm doing a great job and none of that junk is happening in my stores. And so I would separate yourself from that and begin doing the research now. Begin the discovery process of what is next and get super clear on that and then begin the process of the exit strategy. Don't begin the exit strategy without knowing where you want to go, because I just think it makes more sense financially for you. I think it gives you a lot more calm to just say, all right, I'm out. I'm going to get out, but I'm not getting out until I know where I'm going. And that's what I would do. Because now you're going to come out of this thing and I think it's going to allow you to win faster, win better in the next chapter. And you're going to keep developing people. And I think that's what I would do there. So don't be in any kind of hurry to cash out right now. Because you're not in any way responsible for what the leadership above you does. Really interesting question. I like that. That's a man right there of high integrity. And by the way, if that's something you're feeling in your environment, where you are in the moment, if you're not directly abetting it, meaning helping it live and grow, the yuck, the nasty, then separate your emotions from it. Look for a way out, then move. Don't go anywhere. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and check out the incredible deals in their Black Friday sale. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you be everything you were created to be. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So honored to have you listening. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. One caller at a time. We're going to help you with clarity and confidence and courage. Clarity on who you are and what you were born to do. The confidence to then step out and get after it. And the courage to stay on the path. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? Let's get back to your calls. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Tashawn is on the line in Tampa, Florida. Tashawn, you're on the Ken Coleman. Oh, Tashawna. Sorry. Tashawna is on the line. I'm sorry. I didn't read the line very well. How are you today, Tashawna?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay. I'm 43 years old. I'm married with two kids, and I've always taken low-paying jobs as a secretary or an administrative assistant, you know, just so I could have that flexibility, mm-hmm. you know, in case my kids needed doctors to go to doctor's appointments and stuff. So I'm just wondering, is it possible to earn more money and have more flexibility, you know, just as a secretary or an administrative assistant?
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
What do you make right now? I'm curious.
Oh, just $12 an hour.
Yeah. I got to tell you about my friends at Belay. I want you to write this down. It's spelled B-E-L-A-Y.
Okay.
Now, this is just the first thing that popped in my mind, but it's a very practical example to answer your question. So they are the leaders in virtual assistants. They're exploding. And I know for a fact you can make more than $12 an hour with your experience. And what they have is that you can work at your home because you are a virtual assistant. So you are being an executive assistant for an executive somewhere else in the country. They could be 3 hours away or 30 hours away. And you're available, you know, via all the virtual tools, right? Phone, texting, email, video chats, all that kind of jazz. So I would look into them, and they have competitors, just to be fair. I mean, they're not the only one that's doing this, but they're the best. And I know Brian and Shannon Miles personally, and they're killing it. So that's one example of how you could do the kind of work you're doing now, but have the flexibility. Right?
Because
imagine if you were an executive assistant for somebody, but you worked out of your house. How would that feel?
Oh, they
feel great. Yeah, so that's very possible. Now, let me give you a couple other ideas here beyond Belay. This is also a function of you looking for this and talking about it to people, saying, hey, listen, I'm very administratively gifted. You don't have to be an executive assistant. I mean, you could be a project manager of some type. That you have gifts in the organizational details area. And so what are the multiple ways that you could do that for people? And when we say flexibility, flexibility can mean a lot of different things. Maybe you work in the office 3-4 hours a day, and then they allow you to work from home. I don't know. But the more you talk about something, the more you look for something, you will be amazed at how it appears. It's the old example, Tashawna, of if you bought a car and you didn't see that car anywhere on the roads until you went to the car lot and bought it and drove it off. And for the next day or two or three or four a week, you see that car everywhere. And you comment, good grief, I never saw that car. Now the car's everywhere. Why do you see it now that you didn't see it before? It's just a simple focus issue. Your brain gets hyper-focused on that car. You're excited about it, big purchase, a lot of anxiety in that decision, whatever. But it all leads to hyper-focus, and then your brain, now that it has been focused on something, sees it everywhere. So talking about it to your friends, family, acquaintances, step one. Step two, looking for it aggressively. Get outside the box of just being an executive assistant. What abilities and skills do you bring to the table that are transferable? And then look at Belay, something like that, a great option for you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Lindsay, who's on the line in North Kingston, Rhode Island. Lindsay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, how can I help?
Well, I've got a question. I am a stay-at-home mom right now. I've got a business that I run, and I homeschool my four kids. But the business that I'm running is just not doing it so much for me anymore. It's not that money-wise at all, because I'm still making really good money. But I decided to go back to school. But now my dilemma is, I don't think I'm ever going to go back to work full-time. Am I wasting my time? I'm using my veterans benefits, so it's not, it's actually making me money because they pay me to go to school.
Nice.
So that's not it. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. Like, if I'm going to use it, after my youngest is in first grade, so I'm going to be homeschooling for quite a while. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have the answer to that question. I'm glad you asked me. But I'm gonna answer your question with a question. Does this degree that you're pursuing right now make you more valuable for yourself because you're working for yourself now. You told me you're not going to ever go back to work full time for somebody else. So is it making you more valuable for yourself and your own business?
Well, see, I don't really want to do that business anymore.
Okay, thing. But you've answered my question.
Yes.
So does it make you more valuable?
It would if I went back to work, yes.
Yeah, but you're not going to.
Right? That's why I kind of feel bad for going but not using it. It's just I have to be home with my kids. And
Would you rather stay home with your... Let's have fun with this.
It's hard.
No, it's not. You've already answered the question. But I'm going to try to drive the nail all the way through here, okay? Lindsay,
okay.
If I took your guilt away, or I took away this duty that you have to go to school because you're getting paid to do it, but if it just went away, what if I just took it away? Would you be relieved, or would you be like, oh, that kind of stinks, I wanted to finish that? Or would you be like, oh, thank goodness, I'm just going to go home and be a mom and be a homeschool rock star? What would you do? What would your reaction be?
I would still want to do it. I feel like I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to use this in ministry later on. I guess I feel bad.
There's your answer.
Doing it when, yeah.
Why do you feel bad? Mom guilt? Because you're not as home with the kids as much as you'd like to be during this season?
No, because I'm going to school online, so that's not the issue. I don't know.
What do you feel bad about?
I don't know.
I'm so confused right now.
I think it's just the whole using benefits but not actually going to use them in the marketplace.
No, stop. You're not being honest with yourself when you say that. You just told me in the audience that you feel like you will use it in ministry later on. So it is absolutely worthwhile and you are not wasting military benefits. Am I right?
You're right, yeah.
Okay.
I just had somebody else tell me that. Thank you.
Listen. Stop thinking and keep doing. You're doing awesome. By the way, is she Wonder Woman or what? Oh, man. Homeschooling, a wife, running a successful business. She's like, I don't even want to do that anymore. And she's going to school online, too. Holy cow. Madison, find out what Lindsay's eating, what her vitamin regimen is, and ask her if she'd be willing to share that with me. Wow. Lindsay, you're an awesome, awesome lady. You're Wonder Woman. You're the real-life Wonder Woman, and you're going to use this thing later on. So be proud. Get that chin up. Finish it. Finish well, and use it later. Hey, I saw a sign in a country store this summer, and it said, you can have it all, just not at the same time. Think on that. Don't go anywhere. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. All right, I'm really excited about this because every day on the show, I talk to people who want to switch to a technology career. If that's you, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They are equipping people with the most in-demand tech skills online, and it's affordable. You can go to Bethel Tech for a fraction of the price of a traditional college degree, and it only takes 9 months. I've got an exclusive offer for you that will give you $500 off your tuition. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman today. Loving every minute of helping you folks get the clarity you need to be able to get unstuck, overcome fear, press through doubt, and step confidently on the path to fulfilling your purpose. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577 is the number. Come on. You can call in live. 12 to 2 Central, 1 to 3 Eastern every day. If you don't get through, leave a voicemail. You can also email the show, ask@kencoleman.com. Say, hey, I want to be on the show. And a reminder to those of you who are making progress, and if you step into that dream job, we want to celebrate you. We call it the Dream Scream. You call in, you tell the story, you encourage everybody. You count it down, 3, 2, 1, I'm living the dream, and we go bananas at the Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to do all of those things for you and with you. That's how you connect. Also on social media, facebook.com, Ken Coleman Show. Instagram and Twitter are both at Ken Coleman. We get a question right now from Dawn from Facebook. She says, how do you know if a job you've interviewed for about four times in 7 years isn't for you? Do I accept that they don't want me and find something else or keep trying? I know I'm qualified. I apparently don't do well with interviews. Okay, so this is one of those questions where sure would like to have Dawn on the phone. However, I think it's pretty obvious it's time to move on. Four times in 7 years, it's just not a fit. I don't know why it's not a fit. I wouldn't focus too much on why it isn't, other than if you can coax an answer out of somebody there as to why they haven't hired you. And by the way, I get this question every once in a while, so here's how I would do that. I'd take one shot at this. It's one bullet is all you got. And I would fire an email or a voicemail and say, hey, I've applied four times the last 7 years, haven't got the job. I know that I'm not supposed to be there. I accept it. I'm not in the least bit mad, angry, frustrated, whatever. But I want to be better, and I'm assuming that there's something that I could do better or to make myself a better candidate for you, and I would assume that that is helpful to me in the future. Would you mind telling me what the feedback was? It will help me, and I know you got a lot more important things to do, but even if you gave me a 30-second voicemail or an email, I would be eternally grateful. That's your one shot at getting real feedback. But you've got to be really contextual on how you set that up so that they know, huh, this is a person who's actually a healthy human being and not acting like they're hurt, and they really want to know the feedback. I think that an honest, healthy person goes, all right, I'll share that. And by the way, if you can get that information, oh my gosh. Hurtful? Yeah, probably. Helpful? You betcha. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Danielle, who's on the line in Peninsula, Ohio. Danielle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream. How can I help?
I'm a mom of three small kids. I currently work part-time out in the home doing payroll. Mm-hmm. My husband travels for his career. He's gone about 3 to 4 days and nights a week. I was happiest when I was briefly a full-time mom and just picking up virtual assistant gigs online. Mm-hmm. But I had to go back to work to earn a reliable paycheck while he left to go to a new company.
Okay.
So basically, while I was reading your proximity principle book, I was wondering how that would apply to a woman wanting to exit the workforce and spend more time with their family, because right now I just kind of feel like a quitter for wanting that dream.
No. You're not a quitter. Not in the sense of the way you're using it, you know, but there comes a time where we all got to quit something, right?
Right.
And if you attach quitting something to move forward towards what you dream about, does that feel bad or does that feel great?
It feels great. Yeah. I just don't know if I'm being selfish or,
you know,
there's lots of other people who do it. I don't know.
No. You are not being selfish, Danielle. Your heart is at home with those three little ones. That's where it is beating loudest. Yes or no?
Yes.
And you are now in a situation, because the hubby's stable, you don't need your income, correct?
Yes.
Great. This is a celebration. Joe, do we have any happy clips? Can we cheer for Danielle right now, please? Yeah, Danielle, shake it a little bit wherever you are. Yeah. Hey. Danielle's free, Joe. She doesn't have to work anymore. She can go home and be with those awesome babies. Yeah. Woo, Danielle. So glad you called. You don't need to be guilty. You don't need to feel anything other than freedom, excitement. That's why I had Joe do the little mini dance party. Because that's how you need to leave that job right now, that part-time job.
Right.
Triumphantly, right. Head high. And when you step out of their building, dance into the car. You know what I'm talking about? And then when you get in the car, since the babies aren't with you, turn on your favorite music and just turn it on a little extra loud. You know what I mean? And yeah. And I mean, that's what I want out of you. There's a reason why I'm having some fun with you on this, because that's the mindset you need to have. I'll tell you one other thing. You need to be out of your mind thankful.
Yes.
that you can actually leave that part-time job and go be with those babies.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I've been
wanting to be at home for 8 years.
Then do it.
I've just been kind of working.
Okay, now we're going to the next level. Next level! What's our quitting day? Let's decide. You and me. Now, I don't want to get in trouble with your hubby here. I don't want to get a nasty email. So you've got to run this by your hubby, but let's come up with a date that you and I like for you to walk away. What is it?
Probably a year from now, just because year-end payroll, I think you're like a complete
whoa. I didn't hear what you just said. You broke up. Why is it a year from now?
Just because the timing would be right. I feel like if I left now before year-end payroll, I'm the only one that knows how to do it.
Oh, boy. You're breaking up again.
You know.
Okay. Sorry. Here's what I would tell you. I don't know if you're moving your phone or not, but if you feel like a year from now is the right way to do it, then I trust your gut. That's fine. But don't you wait a minute longer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, great. Danielle, you're awesome. Go be with those babies. She's got a year countdown clock, folks. Right? And it starts right now. Just counting it down. Counting it down. Okay, let's talk about this for a second, because there's a lot of women out there who, and you know what? There's a lot of men out there who feel some sort of guilt, and I'm going to use another word, duty. And it's kind of a cocktail of those two. About moving on from where they are to the next. We get this call a lot. We hear this. And we hear this because these are men and women of integrity, high character. So they're really sensitive. Okay, boy, should I leave? Should I go? Other people can't do this. And it becomes this reverse gratitude. And you lose your sense of what is best for you in the guise of saying what is right. Well, now, in these type situations, what is right is what is best for you. In this situation specifically, Danielle wants to be home with those babies. That's her dream. And it's okay for women to dream, to just be a mom at home and a wife and raise kids, be the CEO of a house. Is there any higher calling? I don't think so. Not in my world. And whatever's going on in society that makes women feel guilty for jumping out of the workforce and going into the home needs to be squelched. And I'm your guy. Call me. We'll talk through it. And for you men out there, you know you're supposed to move on to something else. The company you've been with have been very good to you. They've promoted you. They've done so much for you. You've put time in there, and you're feeling like, oh, boy, I just feel terrible leaving these people. Wait a second. It's your life. It's your calling. It's your future, not theirs. You're already an upstanding citizen. I'm not worried about you leaving the wrong way. But leave. Be free. Go. Oh, my gosh. Can't believe it. One more segment to go. Don't you move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Sounds like a sitcom intro, doesn't it? The Ken Coleman Show is now on television, a weekly sitcom following the life of kind of an average guy in the suburbs, Nashville, Tennessee. Got his two doodles. And his kooky producer, Joe. Oh, man, we have a lot of fun here at the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome aboard, where we talk about you, one caller at a time. What were you created to do? The answer lies within you. We're going to look at what you do best and what you love to do most, talent and passion, and we see where they intersect. And in that sweet spot, there are multiple career paths. It's a lot of fun. Why don't you join us? 844-747-2577. We go to Kansas City, where Nick is on the line. Nick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to. How can I help?
So, I pretty much know what I want to do with my life, but I'm not really there yet, and I'm trying to figure out how to best manage my time.
in order to get to that my dream. So I'm currently working as a software engineer, age 5, and I live with my family. I graduated from college not long ago. Mm-hmm. But what I really want to be doing is developing video games for a living and build my own business doing that. So I'm just trying to figure out how would it be best to manage my time, because, you know, I'm gone 8 to 5, and then when I come home, you know, my family's excited to see me, and it's like, you know, I'm excited to see them too. And
but here's the deal. Here's the deal. You're a recent college grad, so makes you what, 22, 23, 24, something like that?
I'm 23.
Okay, great. So you're living with mom and dad. And you need to just tell mom and dad there are certain nights where you're going to be holed up in your room or wherever it is you go to kind of develop video games. You don't owe them every night. You know, you're a big boy, and I think it's great that you've got a really good job and they're letting you live at home for right now. But at some point, if it becomes too much of a boundary issue, and it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing, they love you. They want to see you. They want to spend time with you. And I would too, by the way, if I were them. But that doesn't mean that you allow that to stand in the way of you putting in the extra time, because this is a day job, dream job scenario. And so you've got to get about the business of how many hours a week, and you don't have to answer this on the radio right now, but this is a question you need to answer at some point. How many hours a week do you need to give to learning from the people that are really doing great in that developing video games world? So learning about their journey, learning what inspires them, just learning about the people that are the best of the best. And then what skill sets do you need to be acquiring and practicing? So I would put those three things, those are on some level daily dues for you. And so if they're not daily, they certainly need to be weekly. And so how many hours a week are you going to give to that? So we got 40 right off the top for your day job. We got nights and weekends where you're living at home and you want to be an active part of the family. But then how many hours a week are you going to give to getting better at this thing and testing on the side? That's all you got to figure out. And then just tell everybody, this is what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So I'm not disappearing because I don't love you. Not you know, going to be gone because I don't want to be around you. I got stuff to do.
All right. Yeah, you make a very good point there. It's I just kind of need to hear that to kind of reaffirm what I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah, you're thinking the right thing. Just do it. Nick, it's your future, not their future. Am I right?
Absolutely.
What would happen, just for fun, what would happen if you spent all your time with the family and you didn't do anything and you woke up 3, 4, 5 years from now and the dream hadn't moved one inch? How do you think you'd feel?
I mean, I would regret myself.
Yeah, and there's another R word that would be happening too. Do you know what it is? You would be resenting your family. I'm not getting anywhere because you guys make me feel guilty about hanging out with you all the time.
I see what you mean now. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think that's going to happen, Nick. I'm just playing this thing out. If you don't take control of your time, those type of things will happen, regret and resentment. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Megan, who's on the line in South Hill, Virginia. Megan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay. So I have been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to look to go back to work. And so I have been listening to your show for a little bit, and I think I have my top interest, but it's the passions that I'm having a little trouble and would love some guidance.
Well, you said interest, so I would say those are passions. You're talking about talent?
Yes, talent.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell me what your top talents are real quick.
So it's empathy, connecting, and making talking to people easily, making people feel at ease.
I already know where this is going, Joe. All right, let's just unlock your brain. You've been thinking too hard about this.
I do. I overthink a lot.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to do that over the next. We got about 3 minutes, and we're going to make this happen, okay? That's plenty of time. I want you to tell me if qualifications, time, money, risk, success, or non-factors, meaning I just give it to you tomorrow and you would be successful, who would you want to be helping? How would you want to be helping them? Say it.
I would love to be helping people, just in general. I'm a people person.
Yeah, and, go deeper. Who do you really want to help? What people problems really tug at your heart?
more of maybe everyday life, maybe I would even say mental health. I could even do, I've even worked with a lot of like, you know, just physical abilities as well.
Physical problems, like injuries, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I would think, yes, exactly. Okay. It would definitely, I've thought about this, and it would definitely be more either on like just the brain or the body.
Okay. All right. Now, this is exciting because you have two avenues for you to do some research in.
Right.
And it really comes down to this, and I'll give you two examples. These are not examples you need to lock in on, but they're examples that I think are in the sweet spot. You said your top talent is empathy. That's understanding and putting yourself in other people's shoes, connecting with people, and realize, and that's all part of empathy, but you've got some real good people connection skills, which means you're a good communicator and a good listener. And so you said either the brain problem or the physical problem. Well, both of those require two things: understanding, which is empathy, listening well, and then coming up with a solution, and maybe not even just come up with a solution, but also helping them walk through the solution. So either that could be physical therapy, right, where you're encouraging them mentally and emotionally while they're going through those really tough exercises to get healthy, or it's on the counseling side, which could be marriage and family. It could be just general help, like depression type issues, things like that. And so I think you have to ask yourself, which of those two would I be most alive if I were doing them? And I think you trust your heart there. Now, let me tell you how to get confirmation for your heart. You use my proximity principle, my book, the best-selling book, and you get around people that are in both of those types of fields. Who are helping people in their physical injuries? Is it a physical therapist? Is it more on the doctor, nurse side of things? You got to really wrestle with this because you've got to. You see what I'm saying? And then is it the other side? You know, is it the mental? Sit down with some people who are doing counseling, who are therapists for marriage and family or child therapy, or, you know, is it psychiatry? Is it psychology? By getting in proximity to those people that are doing, as you said, the brain help or the body help. I love how you categorize that. You're going to get clarity on the roles, what all is involved. And that clarity will lead to confirmation of which one of those you're more excited about. And then it's, what's it going to take to get there? How much is that going to cost me? And how long is that going to take based on my reality? That's how you use the proximity principle right there. It's not so scary when you go about it that way. Really, really proud of you, Megan. Go, go, go. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
The Ramsey Call of the Day is a quick daily dose of advice on life and money, featuring callers from The Dave Ramsey Show. Hear from me, Dave Ramsey, as well as the other Ramsey personalities. We're here to give you hope and guidance in the areas of money, career, relationships, and more in under 10 minutes.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or download our Ramsey Network app.